The announcement of the closure of EDUCO institutions Demlin, City Varsity, Ikisa City Campus on Friday has shocked the sector and left students and parents in limbo. Students at the Denlam College in Braamfontein have been left in the dark about the deregistration of EDUCO colleges by the Higher Education Department. According to the department, these EDUCO institutions had not submitted annual financial statements in 2021 or 2022. Times Life Premium spoke to various students at the Denlam Braamfontein campus on Tuesday, with most saying they hope they will be reimbursed for the funds they had already paid the institution.
It makes me feel bad because this is my third year at the school. I'm supposed to be getting my degree next year. And now it's like, what the hell? I was planning to get my degree and leave the country, go study my master's, but now we're in this situation. I've always wanted to follow in my father's footsteps, you know. My father is a businessman. I've always wanted to follow in his footsteps. And now, my father couldn't study business. His marks wasn't good enough to go study in Nigeria. Marks in matric wasn't good enough for me to get into a mainstream university. I came to Demlin. I thought Demlin was a great institution. I mean, they've been around. Even my mother was like, yeah, you're going to a good school. And everyone I tell, yeah, it's a good school, it's a good school. It's not a fucking good school. This breaks my heart, man. Because I came here thinking I'm going to study further. Straight out of matric, I walked straight into Demlin. Know what I mean? I matriculated 2021, 2022 was my first year at Demlin. It's 2024 now. Come on.
Like, growing up, my brother used to school at Demlin, but at Port Elizabeth, you see. So, like, things were fine there, you see. So, like, I thought, okay, let me join, you see. But, you see, and I also, like, pay my own school fees. So, like, I try by all means to, like, clanganisa some money and then, like, pay school fees. But, yeah, I feel like it's that thing that, like, private schools are, like, they have their own ways of doing. But I feel like education is education. It's the same. Whether you go to a private institution or you go to like a public, if you're doing civil engineering, I would like to believe you're doing the same modules and everything. So I feel like education should be like the same, you see. So like,
you think government has forgotten?
I think they have forgotten, you see. And I firmly feel like they have to like step up, you see.
I was confused, but I was scared because like, there are obvious manje njengoba sengu second year. The qualification is solar this year. It allows me to get employed. So I mean I now so we start to get internship, I won't gain experience, and then next year I'm done. Since I'm a permanent employee, I also manage second confusion, I was a setback. If I transfer now, I have to go start as first year again because other schools have different curriculums, yabo. So linting ifundela abay fundisi ngani. So because angiyenzanga kumele ngiqalisele phansi. Yabo. So angibhatali monthly yearly, and it was like I think 42k something. Yeah. If I can, then yeah, I will.
Because what would that mean for you?
Ish, ayangazi mina azi mara kuzoba nzima obvious yabo ukuthi impilo iqhubeke yabo because kuzoba isetback enkulu blind. Yabo. And from the way vele EDUCO is handling things, yabo. I don't think izozifike nakuleyo point ukuthi bacabanga ukuthi compensate because bahlula ukwenza izinto eziningi kumanje, yabo. So imagine having to refund everyone. Yeah, that's gonna be a battle, yabo. Izoba a battle.
Wama uthi sithukile ngoba sazi kahle kahle confused, sididekile, sazi ukuthi senze kanjani.
The news caught me off guard. When I registered to this college, I wasn't expecting this to happen because I've heard a lot of good things about this college. And what I've heard is, as of now, they are sorting it out, so I'm not sure. Maybe it's what the lecturers were told to tell us, but that's what we've heard for now. I don't know how it's going to work, if the college will be deregistered, if they would refund our money, because some of us have other options. So if it ends up happening, a refund would be good so we can apply to other colleges. But in my opinion, whatever is happening now, it really caught me off guard. I didn't expect it, and I hope in my case, I hope it gets sorted out because I really love this campus.
The four institutions were required to lodge an appeal on or before September 26, 2023, but requested for an extension to February 2024. They're now asking for another extension. Briefing the media on Tuesday, Higher Education Minister Bladen Zimande said the four institutions can be considered dysfunctional based mostly on daily complaints and concerns raised from students, most of which remain unsolved. Reporting for Times Live, I am Thabo Tshabalala.